ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter number 11. Lord Ramachandra rules the world. And text number 25. Sri Badarani Uvacha. Atha Adishat. Adishat. Dik Vijaye. Bhratran Tribhuvanaishwaraha Atmanam Darshayan Swanam Purim Aikshata Sa Anugaha. Sri Badarani Umacha Athadi Dashat Digvijaye Bratrun Stri Bhuvaneshwaraha Atmanam Darshayan Swanam Puri Maikshat Sanugaha. Sri Badarayana Vacha. Sri Sukadev Goswami said, Atha, the hereafter, when the Lord accepted the throne on the request of Bharata, Adishat ordered Dikvijaye to conquer all the world. Bhratran, his younger brothers, Tribhuvanaishwaraha, the Lord of the universe, Atmanam, personally, himself, Darshayan, giving guidance, Swanam, to the family members and the citizens, Purim, the city, Aikshata, supervised, Sa Anugaha, with other assistants. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Sri Sukadeva replied, Sri Sukadeva Goswami replied, after accepting the throne of the government by the fervent request of his younger brother Bharata, Lord Ramchandra ordered his younger brothers to go out and conquer the entire world, while he personally remained in the capital to give audience to all the citizens and residents of the palace and supervise the governmental affairs with his other assistants. The Supreme Personality of Godhead does not allow any of his devotees or assistants to be engaged in sense gratification. The younger brothers of Lord Ramchandra were at home enjoying the personal presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but the Lord ordered them to go out and achieve victory all over the world. It was the custom, and this custom in some other places still current, that all other kings should have accepted the supremacy of the emperor. If the king of a small state did not accept the emperor's supremacy, there would be a fight, and the king of the small state would be obliged to accept the emperor as the supreme. Otherwise, it would not be possible for the emperor to rule the country. Lord Ramchandra showed his favor to his brothers by ordering them to go out. Many of the Lord's devotees residing in Vrindavan have taken the vow not to leave Vrindavan to preach Krishna consciousness. But the Lord says that Krishna consciousness should be spread all over the world, in every town and every village and every town. This is the open order of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prithvi te ache yatanagaradi gram sarvatra pracharahi bimoranam. A pure devotee therefore must execute the order of the Lord and must not gratify his senses by remaining stagnant in one place, falsely proud, thinking that because he does not leave Vrindavan but chants in a solitary place, he has become a great devotee. A devotee must carry out the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jare dekha tare kaha Krishna upadesh. Every devotee therefore should spread Krishna consciousness by preaching, asking whomever he meets to accept the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord says, Sarva dharmana parityajya mam ekam saranam vraja. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender to me. This is the order of the Lord who speaks as the Supreme Emperor. Everyone should be induced to accept this order, for this is victory, digvijay. And it is the duty of the soldier, the devotee, to impress upon everyone this philosophy of life. Of course, those who are Kanishta Adhikaris do not preach, but the Lord shows mercy to them also, as he did by staying personally in Ayodhya to give audience to the people in general. One should not mistakenly think that the Lord asked his younger brothers to leave Ayodhya because he specially favored the citizens. The Lord is merciful to everyone, and he knows how to show his favor to each individual person according to his capacity. One who abides by the order of the Lord is a pure devotee. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militanjena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakata Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Patakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Deen Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Namaha Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschatya Desatarane. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada talks about the order. Somebody say this is the final order, and others say this on his order. You know that the famous the Ritvik philosophy came up to the final order. They don't want to preach, go out and preach. They want to get stuck on the so-called final order. Means let Prabhupada do the job and we'll simply, remain witness. But we see there is no preaching aspect. There is no responsibility for anyone to take the risk of preaching Krishna consciousness. It became such a fiasco that on the cost of philanthropy, the minimization of the spiritual order is neglected. You know, they value, according to the final order, that from henceforth everybody should become Ritvik. Right? Now, this is not the final order, because we see here the obligation is that Jaridika Tare Kaha Krishna Upadesh Amare Agya Guru Vana Tare Yedesh. Prabhupada says this is the blanket order. It's open order. Open order and a close order. Close order is given to somebody through personal oral reception. Oh, you become Guru now. And he takes up the order. That's called close order. But open order means it is meant for everyone. And to substantiate, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the first one to initiate that open order and advise anybody. People took up the responsibility to spread Krishna consciousness, even though if they do not like. Nityanand Prabhu was so much attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he wanted to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even wherever he goes from Jagannath Puri, when he started from Vrindavan, told Nityananda, "You go to Bengal and preach." And he didn't want to separate from. But the order is more important than the separation. So personal indulgence in intimacy of the Lord is of a physical nature, is not much appreciated. But by carrying out the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, more intensified intimacy will be there. Just like in the separation, we understand the greatest intimacy and spiritual joy is there. So, in the case of Lord Ramchandra, we heard that because all the spiritual activities are enacted by Ladini Shakti. So where is the question of sorrow? When Ladini Shakti is enacting all the leelas, and Sita Devi is personally engaged in serving the Lord through the Ladini Shakti, and Lord Ramchandra exhibited for foolish people to see that he was like a handpicked husband who is separated from his wife and performing so many painful conversations within himself, that oh, what happened, like an ordinary man. That is apparently mistaken. It is mistaken. The idea is that we have to go deeper into that, why Sita has to accept this kind of challenging service. It is for the pleasure of Lord Ramchandra. It's not for displeasure of Ramchandra. So apparently things may be viewed by common men who are, say, having bodily attachment only and not spiritual attachment. We need to understand that the higher principle is always to uphold the spiritual sentiments. In every order there is a spiritual sentiment. However simple was, Prabhupada said that if he has any credit in establishing this ISKCON's success, it is that he is trying to simply carry out the order of his spiritual master. He said, when you have money, just print books and distribute. And that's what he is doing. But that is the great success. This great success is like a Digvijay. Dig means all the directions, and Vijay means to become successful in all directions. So that is the potency of Krishna consciousness movement, that it is acquiring appreciations from every nook and corner of the world. So the the purpose of our mission is spiritual and not interpretative material aspect. The Akshay Patra and what call midday meal, and they are not spiritual activities. It was meant for spiritual activity, but it is not according to the order of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada did not want Krishna consciousness to be separated from feeding the people. And if you do not have access to give them Krishna consciousness on their turf, then why do you go and feed them there? You are not allowed to chant Hare Krishna even. Food for Life in several countries became successful because it was Srila Prabhupada's order, and they were able to chant Hare Krishna. And then they will induce the same spiritual potency into the beneficiaries. So the idea is that there is a blanket order. And as soon as Ramchandra started ruling, he ordered his brothers to go and conquer all over the world. It was not a physical conquerance, but because he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his fame and glorification must be sunk. So if somebody is not subduing, then he has to fight. So even the physical strength, which is immense in the expansions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they can conquer physically, but no, they wanted to keep the glorification of Lord Ramchandra spread throughout the whole world. So that was the Digvijay. And he himself remained in Ayodhya to be pacifying those who are bodily attachments, like the neophytes of Ayodhya and the mothers especially, who were feeling so much physical separation. But Lord Ramchandra is exhibiting that particular leela is not that he also became so much bodily attached, therefore he did not go. No. Lord Ramchandra is in full control of himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He never acted anything materially. Every action of him is spiritually oriented. So instead of going into the controversies, you know, of so-called morals and other sub-religious principles, that Lord Ramchandra is easily criticized, you know, by unintelligent people. But all these leelas are enacted through the divine love of Lord Ramchandra. And that divinity, it is understood that Srila Prabhupada says, yasya prema vatsyatsa swabhavam. The swabhav of Lord Ramachandra, that he is reciprocating, is prema vatsyatsa swabhav. Lord is full of love. And out of that he reciprocated. But this love is not material, it is spiritual. As for example, one time Prabhupada was walking at the edge of a pond and there are a lot of ducks coming. And so some devotees started throwing some bread pieces or something. And they come and quack and quack. And so many started quaking at a time. And Prabhupada said, one who quacks more gets more. Brings one who draws the attention more, he gets more. So if we chant Hare Krishna quacking, then we get more attention. So in this way, Prabhupada would try to give an example that is applicable in Krishna consciousness. So when a blanket order of preaching throughout the world is concerned, Prabhupada never said that, oh, feed throughout the world. Feed throughout the world. There is no such a... then why this kind of activity is still prevailing? Food for life is a very humble effort in a limited way, but it is noticeable because it covers 10-mile radius of the temple. Right? Where you will preach and invite them to get prasadam. So then there will be no scarcity. But why do you have to go out there and do not preach and just feed them? There is a difference. You know, they are not two equal situations. But nonetheless, to enter into a sub-religious principle, we cannot entertain the main aspect of Krishna consciousness is to preach throughout the world. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted that prithvite ache yata nagaradigram. Wherever towns and villages on the surface of the globe is, sarvatra prachar bihoi bemurana. Everywhere my name will be sung. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prediction. And Srila Prabhupada is given the credit to preach all over the world. Ritviks are not given credit. Neither Gaudiya Math is getting credit of that. So the understanding is the strength in executing a spiritual order is immeasurable. If we resolve to execute what we are told by our superiors, we should try to make a sincere effort in that reference, so the success will be there. If we think we are independent, we know better than what our superiors say, then bet it is. You won't be getting the desired results. Then don't blame anybody. Lord Ramchandra showed his favor to his brother by ordering them to go out. Because that's the duty of Kshatriya kings. Not to increase the periphery of his kingdom, but to glorify the spiritual personality, the spiritual aspect. And that is everlasting. Prabhupada said, Kirti yasya sa jivati. One who has the spiritual attributes, he is eternally living. A philanthropist doesn't have eternal kirti. So if we end up doing a philanthropy, it becomes a sub-religious principle. It is limited to within your community or a nation. But when our intelligence is limited by the nationalism or socialism, then it is no better intelligence than cow or an ass. Yasyatma buddhi trinapekita tridhaktuke swadhikalatradishu icha bhaumadhi yattirtha buddhi salilena karhichit janeshu abhigyesu sa eva gokara. It is material intelligence. Physical application is guided by material intelligence. But the spiritual activity is guided by spiritual intelligence. That is the function of Satguru like Srila Prabhupada, who is always on the side of spirituality. So he gives us a very appropriate purport on the activities of Lord Ramchandra, that how the rule has to be executed. How the rule has to be executed. In Kali Yuga we see there is too much of a mess. It's not that simple as it is described, that it's only for one particular function Ramchandra is sending out his brothers to conquer the world. But along with the conquering, they will conquer the hearts of all the citizens. You know, so everywhere there is Ramaraj. Ramaraj is not limited to India, because it was not limited at that time. The whole planet Earth was under the rule of Lord Ramchandra. And that is how many? 17 million years back? After 17 million years, you desire to have Ramaraj. But you do not know, you have to act on the spiritual platform. Then you have to keep yourself busy with repairing, you know, 12 patches on one side, the 13th is still remaining. It means keep on engaging in the material patchwork. And you will have nothing but a very weak cover. Very weak cover. So, when the spirituality is absent in execution of our order, then it becomes only superficial patchwork. Just like even Christian missionaries, they want to do only physical patchwork, and automatically they may convert, but the spirituality still remain absent. That is happening in Kerala. Mass conversions, you know, under the nose, and the Hindus are coming into minority. Those who have studied the Indian history and they know that they all came from Hindu trend but got converted. Now they are worried. Oh Lord, they pray, oh Lord, please save our Hindus. We got converted unlimitedly, but now the Hindus are in jeopardy, minority. Please save them. Because if everybody is getting converted, then there will be no Hindus. Now, there is no spirituality in it. They may pray for it, but there is no spirituality. Prabhupada would say, today out of your bodily needs, and somebody is convincing you, you can get converted from Hindu to Muslim or Muslim to Christian or vice versa. But your eternal function with the Lord is still remaining. However, you keep on changing. So, I think in the explanation of the word Shraddha, Prabhupada was mentioning this, that Shraddha has a different connotation. It's a kind of faith that does not change. Shraddha, Shabdesu, Drada, Vishwasa, Karanishchay, Krishna, Bhakti, Karile, Sarva, Karma, Krataho. That this eternal functionality is attached to the word faith. But that is, faith is ordinary. Faith can be changed. But this is not that kind of faith. Sudrad vishwas karanishchay. Sudrad vishwas and nishchay. What? Whatever I do becomes devotional service to Krishna. That is the nishchay. So, the spirituality is there. It should be devotional service. Lord Ramchandra sent his brothers to perform devotional service through the excuse of getting Digvijay. And here, he himself stayed to be with the lesser intelligence, you know, those who are bodily attached. Do you think Ramchandra did more favor to the Ayodhya Vasis or to his brothers? Even though Lord Ramchandra stayed out of favor to Ayodhya Vyasis, but how much spiritually acknowledgement is being received? That's a question. Rather, Ramchandra remained to hear criticism. The last sentence that Swanam Puri Maikshata Sanugaha. He and some of his associates who accompanied him to see how the people are estimating his rule. And in that yuga of Treta Yuga, he has to hear some undesirable low-class men talking about Sita and himself. So the idea is that did Ramchandra do a lot of favor to them? No, but he wanted no single inability like negativity and criticism, false criticism. Without proper understanding, Lord Ramchandra wanted to exhibit such pastimes with deeper spiritual understanding. Many of the times, you know, these Ramayanis do not touch the spiritual aspect. They simply poetically and sentimentally describe Lord's pastimes without touching the spirituality of it. So we need to understand that the foundation of Lord Ramchandra's rule is on the spiritual basis. He ruled for 11,000 years. That's too much. In Kali Yuga, hardly 4 years, right? So in any case, we see, we try to understand that because hardly any ruler today in India is going to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they are not much wanted. So they keep rotating. This is Vena, Vena Sanskriti, that everybody is opting for, acting for themselves as leaders to get benefit from the people, even without authority. People want to amass money by simply becoming a leader. There is no other purpose. By hook or crook, because everything will come under their jurisdiction, so they will do favor themselves. So anyway, here in India, this BJP government is a little sample, but it is not a complete sample yet. But yet we try to see and estimate that what we are reading and what we are experiencing, we are supposed to read on the spiritual platform, and we are experiencing the current affairs as on the material level. That is, you can't make a spiritual understanding of this present day government. They are fighting that they are religious oriented, so it's a crime. Hindus cannot become predominant because they nullified the entry of the religion in constitution. So in any case, our estimation that we rely upon the spiritual instructions given in Srimad Bhagavatam, and we have to create our own environment, our own safety through spiritual understanding, rather than go into comparative study. Historians say that this is invalid, it doesn't matter. This kind of stories do not matter in modern day context. But it's an eternal science. Spiritually it matters. And we are students of spirituality, not we are religious students. Prabhupada said, is International Society for Krishna Consciousness, the Hare Krishna movement, is not a religious movement. It's a spiritual movement. Like that. So anybody has any question? Yes.
Thank you so much for wonderful class. All right, this open order and close order. You said open order and close order. Open order and close order. Wonderful statement, all right. Thank you so much. I want to request you a little bit more how to implement the open order. Because open order for a given.
You are told, so you get prepared and go. Do not take much time for preparation. Your preparation will be enhanced when you go. You have to get more attention, so you start quacking. Quacking the philosophy, quacking the spiritual aspect. Just quack and you will get more attention. Jare dekha tare kaha Krishna upadesh. Whenever you meet anybody, just speak about Krishna and don't say even how are you. Generally we start with how are you. Hare Krishna, how are you? That is open. Hare Krishna, do you know Krishna? Start Krishna consciousness. That is called open-ended. And Prabhupada glorified that 3-year-old Saraswati Malti's daughter, you know, because she abruptly went to an elderly person and asked him, "Do you know Krishna?" That's an open end. If you go other way around and then come at the last, that is called closed end. We should not hide anything. Here we are Krishna's devotees and we are executing our right to preach. These rights are more appreciated in USA and other places than in India. You bet it is. We have a saying that if you want to beg chash, why do you hide your container? Huh? If you want to get some chash, a Prabhu can... But why are you hiding your container? To hide the container means... close end. Prabhu, do you have chash? If you have, please give me. Direct. Why do you need sub-religious principles to be executed to convey Krishna consciousness? No. Go direct. If you want to bring them to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then why are you teaching only just chant Ram 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 first and then Krishna Krishna first and then Hare Hare? Then you will make them to chant Hare Krishna. Oh, my tongue is getting so much twisted, entangled in uttering this 16-syllable Maha Mantra. It's better I should chant some Krishna mantra which is short, easy, like Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. That's not the order. Order is to chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So you understand the close end and open end order? Any other question?
Maharaj. Huh? Oh. Maharaj, that's why you said it's food for life. Prabhupada has said it's food for life. So we should food for life is that and maintain clean and Akshapatra are not same as food for life.
So what is life? Life has spiritual aspect. Life may have temporary material aspect, but Prabhupada's food for life is a spiritual program. It's not a material program. You invite people in your temple within 10-mile radius to make them Krishna consciousness. So feed them prasadam and make them chant Hare Krishna. Why are you do you have to put disguises? Oh, you cannot come. I will come to you and feed you. Who told you to do that?
Yes, like in Bombay also, in Makar Sankranti, we go distribute so many prasad between this and that.
But without chanting and sankirtan, you cannot do it. If you are not allowed, why do you go? We should retract. Actually, that what Jayadath Swami was directing towards, that it is actually food for death if we are missing the most important life principle is chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We did not get any report that they are chanting. And most of the time we get the work of food for life done by non-devotees, paid up devotees, you know. Anyway, that may be for public, relationships, and there are sub-religious principles. But our preaching movement has to go on with all the risk has to be taken for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna. Okay? Śrīla Prabhupāda ki.